Chapter 7, 22 Projection Techniques. Projection Techniques. Once the body is relaxed and the mind is silenced, we need an exit technique that will trigger astral projection. There are hundreds of techniques available that induce projection. The ideal method, or a single, safe, simple, and entirely effective formula to leave the body, still does not exist. This is due to the existence of multitude of personalities, physical conditions, and human characters. OBE techniques are based on one of several attributes of yourself, such as imagination, visualization, and concentration. So sometimes it is better to combine several different methods to leave the body, adapting them to your character, circumstances, mental concentration, etc. You and a candidate to conscious projection must check with self-criticism which is your best attribute or the most versatile in order to use it as a basic tool. Since there is no universal method that would work for everyone to attain conscious projection, we will present many different kinds of techniques. It is convenient for you to know them all in order to ensure a greater chance of finding the one which will be more effective and efficient and adequate for you, or which will at least inspire you to search for your own method. Whichever technique you choose, you are unlikely to get a result on the very first night, or even on the first few nights. Some of these techniques can take considerable practice, so take your time with them and try not to get frustrated when nothing happens at first. It would be a good idea to pick out the techniques that appeal to you the most and try each of these for a week or two. In this section, we'll discuss some of the most popular and widely used techniques of experiencing an OOBE. The Vibrations Technique by Robert Monroe. Robert Monroe has been a pioneer in the field of astral projection. His technique of inducing vibrations has been very popular, so I've included it right at the top of this chapter. You might use his technique of inducing vibrations or any other techniques mentioned later in this chapter, but once you get the vibrations, it's very easy to come out of your body. So here's a detailed description of Robert Monroe's technique. Step 1, relax the body. According to Monroe, the ability to relax is the first prerequisite, perhaps even the first step itself to having an OBE. This includes both physical and mental relaxation. Monroe does not suggest a method of attaining this relaxation, although progressive muscle relaxation coupled with deep breathing exercises are known to work well. Step 2, enter the state bordering sleep. This is known as the hypnagnotic state. Once again, Monroe doesn't recommend any method of doing this. One way is to hold your forearm up while keeping your upper arm on the bed or ground. As you start to fall asleep, your arm will fall and you will awaken again. With practice, you can learn to control the hypnagnotic state without using your arm. Another method is to concentrate on an object. When other objects start to enter your thoughts, you have entered the hypnagnotic state. Passively watch these images. This will also help you maintain the state of near sleep. Monroe calls this condition A. Step 3, deepen condition A. Begin to clear your mind. Observe your field of vision through your closed eyes. Do nothing more for a while. Simply look through your closed eyelids at the blackness in front of you. After a while, you may notice light patterns. These are simply neural discharges. They have no specific effect. Ignore them. When the light pattern ceases, you have entered what Monroe calls condition B. From here, you must enter an even deeper state of relaxation, which Monroe calls condition C, a state of such relaxation that you lose all awareness of the body and sensory stimulation. You're almost in a void in which your only source of stimulation will be your own thoughts. The ideal state for leaving your body is condition D. This is condition C when it is voluntarily induced from a rested and refreshed condition and is not the effect of normal fatigue. To achieve condition D, Monroe suggests that you practice entering it in the morning or after a short nap. Step 4, enter a state of vibration. This is the most important part of this technique and also the most vague. Many projectors have noted these vibrations at the onset of projection. They can be experienced as a mild tingling or as is electricity is being shot through the body. Their cause is a mystery. It may actually be the astral body trying to leave the physical one. For entering in the vibrational stage, he offers the following directions. 1. Remove all jewelry or other items that might be touching your skin. 2. Darken the room so that no light is seen through your eyelids, but do not shut out all light. 3. Lie down with your body along a north-south axis with your head pointed towards magnetic north. 4. Loosen all clothing, but keep covered so that you are slightly warmer than might normally be comfortable. 5. Be sure you're in a location where at a time when there will be absolutely absolutely no noise to disturb you. 6, enter a state of relaxation. 7, give yourself the mental suggestion that you will remember all that occurs during the upcoming session that will be beneficial to your well-being. Repeat this 5 times. 8, proceed to breathe through your half-open mouth. 9, as you breathe, concentrate on the void in front of you. 10, select a point a foot away from your forehead, then change your point of mental reference to 6 feet. 11, turn the point 90 degrees upward by drawing an imaginary line parallel to your body axis up and above your head. Focus there and reach out for the vibrations at this point and bring them back into your body. Even if you don't know what these vibrations are, you will know when you have achieved contact with them. Step 5, learn to control the vibrational state. Practice controlling them by mentally pushing them into your head, down to your toes, making them surge throughout your body, and producing vibrational waves from head to foot. Practice this until you can induce these waves on command. Once you have control of the vibrational state, you are ready to leave the body. Step 6, begin with a partial separation. The key here is thought control. Keep your mind firmly focused on the idea of leaving the body. Do not let it wander. Stray thought might cause you to lose control of the state. Now, having entered the vibrational state, begin exploring the OBE by releasing a hand or a foot of the second body. Monroe suggests that you extend a limb until it comes in contact with a familiar object, such as a wall near your bed or something like that. Then push it through the object. Return the limb by placing it back into coincidence with the physical one. Decrease the vibrational rate and then terminate the experiment. Lie quietly until you have fully returned to normal. This exercise will prepare you for full separation. Step 7, disassociate yourself from the body. Monroe suggests 2 methods for this. One method is to lift out of the body. To do this, think about getting lighter and lighter after entering this vibrational state. Think about how nice it would be to float upward. Keep this thought in mind at all costs and let no extraneous thoughts interrupt it. An OBE will occur naturally at this point. Another method is the rotation method or roll-out technique. When you have achieved the vibrational state, try to roll over as if you were turning over in bed. Do not attempt to roll over physically. Try to twist your body from the top and virtually roll over into your second body right out of your physical self. At this point, you'll be out of the body, but next to it. Think of floating upward, and you should find yourself floating above the body. Monroe suggests you begin with the lift-out method, but argues that both are efficacious. Visualization techniques. Number 1, rope technique by Robert Bruce. More on this at www.astraldynamics.com/guides/OOBE/OOBE_5.htm. A key ingredient to this projection technique is an invisible imaginary rope hanging from your ceiling. This rope will be used to exert dynamic pressure at a single point on your astral body to force its separation from the physical. The action of pulling yourself hand over hand up a rope is a strong, one-pointed, natural action that is easy to imagine yourself doing. The rope technique concentrates all your mental resources into one strong, dynamic action which exerts a high level of pressure directly on a single point of the astral body. Pin a length of ribbon, string, or rope to the ceiling above you. Have it hanging within arm's reach so you can easily reach up and touch it. Physically, reach out and touch it frequently until your mind gets used to its position. This ribbon is only a tactile aid, but by being able to reach out and touch the ribbon, you get used to the spatial coordinates of where the invisible imaginary rope is. This grows both in your mind and hence as a thought form, making it easier to imagine yourself reaching out and climbing the rope with your imaginary hands. Note, you do not have to actually visualize or see the rope at any time. Just know where it is supposed to be. This method uses no visualization at all. Reaching out and pulling on this invisible imaginary rope with your imaginary hands shifts the bodily awareness induced point of consciousness out of the body with a strong natural action that puts direct pressure on one point of the astral body. This is a complete projection method in itself. If you have good powers of concentration, I suggest beginners to concentrate solely on this method until they have more experience. This projection method will give you a normal astral projection. Do the relaxation exercise thoroughly until you are completely settled. This should only take a few minutes. Don't overdo it. reach out with your imaginary hands, and pull yourself hand over hand up the strong, invisible, imaginary rope hanging above you. Try and imagine the feel of a strong, thick, coarse rope in your hands. Don't try and visualize this rope. I want you to imagine you're reaching out and climbing this rope in the pitch dark so you can't see it at all. Just know where it is and can imagine the feel of it. Visualization wastes valuable mental energy that can be better put to use exerting direct pressure on your astral body. You will feel a slight dizzy sensation inside you as you do this, specifically in your upper torso. This is caused by exerting dynamic pressure on the astral body. The dizzy sensation comes from the astral body loosening. This feeling of vertigo will intensify the more you pull on the rope. Very important note, this dizzy feeling and any feeling of pressure or vertigo, etc., caused by your mental action of pulling on the rope must be carefully noted by you. Learn the exact mental action you are doing to cause this vertigo. You will have to train your mental climbing action to cause this feeling. So the first few times you try this rope method, concentrate on finding the right mental action to do this. Once you learn what it is you're doing to cause this and can recreate it at will, you are really starting to get somewhere. Ignore all sensation you feel during projection or it will distract you, break your concentration, and ruin your chances for projection. Concentrate on the single act of climbing your rope to the total exclusion of everything else. Put everything you have into this one action, but don't tense up. It must all be mental. Keep climbing hand over hand ever upwards, and you will feel the heavy sensation come over you. The pressure you are exerting on your astral body will force you into the trance state. Ignore this when it happens and concentrate on what you're doing. Keep climbing and you will feel your chakras open in response to the pressure. Don't stop. Next, you will feel the vibration start. Your whole body will seem to be vibrating and you will feel paralyzed. Concentrate single-minded on climbing your rope. Don't stop. Next, you will feel yourself coming free of your body. You will buzz slightly as you pull yourself out of your body. You will exit your body in the direction of your imaginary rope and will be hovering above your body. You're free at last. Note, do not allow yourself to break concentration when the vibrations start. They're a natural effect caused by energy coursing through all the hundreds of major and minor chakras in your body. If you do find yourself being distracted by this, spend more time and effort doing the concentration exercises until you overcome this problem. 2. Ladder technique. This is an alternative to the rope technique. Imagine there's a long ladder hanging from the ceiling. The last rung of the ladder is within your reach. Visualize reaching out to the ladder and gradually climbing it. Try to make the visualization as real as you can. As you move higher, look at the room and see how the coordinates are changing with each rung. When you reach the ceiling, extend the ladder, climb through the roof, keep on climbing, and you should start feeling vibrations. 3. The jump technique. The jump technique, when done well, can wake up anyone in their dreams and make them lucid. However, it does not need to be done well. This is how the technique works. We repeatedly need to ask ourselves during the day whether we are in a dream or not. It is important that we do this, not just for the sake of asking ourselves the question, but because we really want to know where we are. We should really doubt that we are in the physical. So in order to prove where we are, we jump as if we are going to fly. If we're in the physical, we will land back on the ground. But during a dream, when we jump, we will defy gravity and float. When this is done for a few days, you will soon find yourself in a dream in which you are jumping to check whether you're in a dream or not. As soon as you jump, you'll find yourself floating, thus triggering a lucid dream and an OOBE. 4. The mirror technique. Imagine lying in a dark room with a full-length mirror around 5 feet above you. In the mirror, you can see your reflection as if it were your astral body hovering towards the ceiling. Focus on this reflection and try to transfer your consciousness into the reflection. From this perspective, look at your body lying on the bed. Then, again, transfer your consciousness back to your lying body and look at the reflection above. Keep shifting your perspective from your body to the reflection and vice versa. After some time, you would start experiencing some of the aforementioned pre-projection symptoms. You can then will yourself to slide out of your body. 5. The stretch out technique. Lie down, shut your eyes, and relax your body. Imagine your feet stretching out and becoming longer by just an inch or so. Once you have this picture in your mind, let your feet go back to normal. Do the same with his head. stretching it out an inch beyond its normal position. Then get it back to normal. Then alternate all between head and feet, gradually increasing the distance until you can stretch out both your feet and head to about 2 feet or more. At this stage, imagine stretching out both at once. This would make you very long indeed. Then imagine yourself gradually swelling up, filling the entire room like a huge balloon. After some practice, you'll experience floating sensations, and you can then tell yourself to rise up towards the ceiling. All this will, of course, be easier for some people than others. Some people complete this part in 5 minutes. Some people take more than 15 minutes. It should be taken at whatever pace is needed until each stage is successfully accomplished. This is a very effective method for projection.